Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers to feed, they ain't gone, not like no idiot. I'm a OG.
Did a lot of
it, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
And I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I ain't gonna live a lesson of my niggas, hey.
No way, no way.
Nigga couldn't see me if they had a genie.
Woo.
I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie.
R.I.P.
I stacked them right to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me.
Right.
I just might wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me.
Woo.
I'm in a whole nother league. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm Willie B. Beating my chest in the jungle. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas and they ain't bad. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no fit. I'm talking about taking something from me like no quit.
Nah.
Thuggle, thuggle, that my brother, brother.
Thuggle, thuggle.
You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can't get these fists, knuckle, knuckle.
Hey.
Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya.
Hey.
Give me a bed, and I do, huh?
Hey.
I want a head, Medusa.
Ooh.
I swear a nigga gone, cause it's strong, I'm blowing super.
Hey,
grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that nigga Lupe. Hey, I'm on the top, just like Toupe. Weed, I'm in her mouth, just like Toupe.
Yeah, a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'm so swagged out.
Bad bitch,
you heard.
Popping that GTV,
you heard.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
F the fuck up. War. FedEx leads straight to your front door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I ate you, little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stop now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names, what got you a job. Used to put together gimmicks, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap, this is frame like a fucking garage. Yeah, this hood shit, you and Drake gang built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting what hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like it's syndicated. Corny broad, I leave you bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should've been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I whistle, they'll pistol whip you in all five barrels. come from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with the thugs. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Fendi. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon. Copy that? Oh, I see. They really got you gassed, like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy ho, I'm giving you a bath. Thermometer in hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of grass. Draw back, I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off and my niggas breathe till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. You the earhead bitch, scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastard. You and Diddy, sorry bunch of swagger jackets. I mothered you hoes, I should claim you on my income tax. Bob fish in the flesh, taught by the great. So on my next move, I'm yelling checkmate. I smell a massacre. Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with her. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Leave your whole head red like Peg Bundy. You're hilarious. Thank all the laughs, you're garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably still my new shit, but you could never fuck with me, so chuck it up, deuces. All around the world, I ball like a ball team. I stack chips. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a LeBron ring.
Pulmonology. The ability to season the flavor of your ink so that it leaks perfected for taste. Listen as we verbally lace your ears from our dental so that it digests into your mental deeper than it traits from your own bloodline. Close your eyes and embrace the impact of our oral vision as our words category 5 their way through your mind and impales your spine. It's time. Kings and queens, it's time to unwind with some of that lyrical astrology. Tonight we drip, so drop what you're doing and show Drip the Mic your pulmonology. Soothe your psychology with gifted word wizardry. We have been in a lab, spinning energy and creating crazy collabs and constructing chemistry here on pulmonology. Pulmonology. Queens, we want you to stretch your pen like the first time you gave in and he parted your walls until your lungs caved in. Kings, we want you to use your pens to dig so deep like the first time y'all got it in and you used every inch of you to reach where she ends. Because this is pulmonology with the beautiful subliminal. This is pulmonology. Tell your story and open your mind to the grind of this open mic expression. Archive your ink into the ears of those who share or speak, but do not dilute your self-impression. Anxious earlobes crave to shower within your imagination. Crave to share your situation with stationary acceptance of your artistic information, so expose to us your cadence on pulmonology. Pulmonology. P-O-E-M-A-N-O-L-O-G-Y. Pulmonology. With your host, the beautiful subliminal. This is pulmonology right here on Drip the Mic, ladies and gentlemen. Subliminal.
this vintage point, a luminous and exquisite image in the mirror, a remarkable work of art, delightfully and exquisite impressiveness, almost as if you couldn't believe your eyes. Glazing reflections and prompts you stare, this complete showcase display of vulgar, scrumptious, luxurious, naked body. For a moment, everything in this full-length mirror becomes clearly stunning. Tilting your head back from time to time, embracing glorious reflection, erotic sensual imagery, revealing a profound, gorgeous, glorious goddess. At the mere presence of existence, palpitations make her tingle, shining in appropriate thoughts of her sexual peace. She whimpers like a naughty girl placed in timeout. Heightening the sense that conceals the depths where pleasure resides, holding her sexual intent, hostage begging to come out, her body starts to quiver. A moan escapes her crevices from here to there, exemplifying agony and pleasure like some unspoken mutual accord. She finds she likes to watch herself. It seems to increase the number of times she releases her pleasure appetite. She pants and moans, then bites her lips, beginning to grind with her vibrator tempo. Slowly to fat, she increases her speed, spreading her legs wide as she enjoys her velvet grip, yearning for attention, perfectly trimmed, adorning her pretty presentation. Her pussy proceeds, shaping legs, admiring curvy hips. She's curious, but she's curiously sinking into a sultry passion beyond this universe, lightly stroking her swollen clit, engorged with exquisite, intoxicating lust, longing to be tortured. Her hands glide. They glide down her caramel outline, caressing each and every single frame. It was a piece painted by vanilla scented cream. She cries with a sigh, full of delight, watching the correlation and the correlation illuminate under the mission. Tunneling deep inside her gorgeous temple, she collapses between God and heaven's door. Her body becomes excited, numbing and limber. She begins to pump a little faster. The sound of sunken skin and flesh makes her release her sticky honey potion elixir. She reclines her luxurious picture painted naked body across satin canvases, oblivion, eroticism, thrusting steady, between deep invasions, crossing pleasant galaxies of endless possibilities. She moans louder, without holding back hesitation, ripping into her ravenous canal with skill and precision, arriving at destiny's ecstasy. She begins to ooze her creamy feeling, vibrantly, vibrating a wild fever that's about to birth a beautiful river. Love trickles down a melodious wet mound, lubricating inner thighs. She moans, a release so vividly, so violently, resembling the reality of a boy's first nut. Her love juices work. They spurt and they spout and they flow fast and hard. She begins to scream an agonizing relief of delight. Her climax reveals a hypnotic effect. Now dawning a blissful afterglow, laying in her pool of her excellent essence, body soaked in the calm, her royalty blessed a gift moment. Now she's licking her liquefied nectar from her fingers. This is her favorite profound delight. Chip Myers' reflection of radiant ingredients of sheer self-preservation, staring back at her through her mirror image, showing a perfect picture of purified, personal pleasure, and that's that drip,
Prize, motherfuckers. Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? Listen, listen. I know. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all. I know everybody was expecting Subliminal tonight, and I am sorry. I know y'all were looking forward to that sweet, sultry, sexy voice as I do every week on right here on Drift Mic Network. But you know what, damn it, this is a takeover. You know, as y'all know, Subliminal always be bullying me and harassing me and taking over my shit and just, you know, running Drip the Mic. But I got this one chance to do a takeover, so I'm going to take advantage, y'all. Yo, this is Aziz, the Pulmonologist, CEO of Drip the Mic Network. I hope everybody is having a good middle of the week, nice little hump day. Hope everything is going fine in your life, as best as we can be. Hope everybody is getting out to vote or preparing to go vote or have already voted. Voting early is important, and even more important than, I would say, even the person who's in the White House. I would also say make sure you're getting those lower ticket positions, you know, your senators and governors and things like that. Make sure you're getting those there, because those choices are just as important as putting a different president in the White House. So just kind of keep that in mind. But anyway, this is Pulmonology, y'all. What's happening? This is Pulmonology. This is the middle of the week poetry show right here on Drift to My Network. Like I said, I am going to be your host today. I am taking over. Again, my name is Aziz, the Pulmonologist. And we're going to do our thing, y'all. We're going to do what we do. It's still going to be fun. I know, like I know some of y'all are disappointed, but I get down too. I'm kind of crafty with my poetry game as well. So I don't know. Let's get the show started. Let's see how it goes. I see we do have a couple people in already listening. How y'all doing? Appreciate y'all, those who's listening online. You know, it's a way to be a part of this thing. You don't have to stand back and listen online. You know what you can do? You can pick up the phone and you can dial 646-378-0355. And you got to press that one. This mic drip. So before we get the show started, I don't know. I guess I could do a little bit of poetry. Now, here's the thing. I never said she wasn't around. She is around. I got her tied up. Subliminal, I'm talking about. I have her tied up and I have tape on her mouth. So before I do spit, I do have to bring her in, and I'm going to have to take the tape off her mouth real quick and have her ask me a quick question. My queen, are you there?
Aziz, the Pulmonologist.
Yes.
Right here on Pulmonology. The Pulmonologist on Pulmonology. The Pulmonologist on Pulmonology.
Yes.
And you just might do it.
Absolutely. This one is called 1,000 Cuts. I don't fault your ignorance. It's just we don't belong on the same stage. This is no fair to your pen's age, but it's too late. I hope they gave you Band-Aids, the whole box, because now you're locked in a cage with a lyrical switchblade. My rage does not forgive. Chances are you might not live. If you do, change your name to Bitch Made. My pen rides in that ink sprays. I'm expecting the highest crime they get charged these days. Death sentence on your table. Your poetry label describes your demise as homicide. You tried me, buzzing in my ear like flies bee. venom ejected from my lungs and bounced off my tongue, disinfecting like lyrical germicide. See, this is penicillin, B. For the VD, you refer to as poetry. I'll burn you on the inside and you'll know it's me. My flow, it be killer, like cereal. Infection, delivery, voice right out the stereo. And my ink stings uncomfortably. You scared secretly to urgent care you go. My scribe be venereal, will bury you. Pen when I go in. Friends leaking tears marked with my ink's DNA when they carry you off the beat. 6 feet deep, this be that long sleep permanently. Your peace be like he in a better place. Shit. They better hope that's the case. I have misplaced insanity, overkill. Come to your funeral, think I won't when I will. You dead as fuck, but I still got you nervous. This is a life that death can't save. Being in attendance, grinning at the casket in which you lay, my only purpose is to drop more ink spill for you to take to your resting place. Kill shot, so to speak, before you hit the grave. Don't play with my demon DNA. I create like a mad scientist. Dispose of your penmanship, then feed you to my lioness. Applying this verse on my spit, it burns your skin like acid raindrops. You ain't got to plead. My stanzas are bloodthirsty, make your brain pop. You unworthy of hurting me. My lyrical fangs got poisonous secretion. I'm afraid not. No mercy from your pen. It don't intend, nor is it interested in seeing your pain stop. This ink brain's got no discipline, a stank-ass attitude, funky like a week in the same socks. Doesn't listen, flipping drops like James Todd. At times, my inks be too hot for me. I'll be like, dang, stop. My grown man remains not impressed with your PlayStation is aspirations. Take that shit to GameStop. Grow up your pen. This is when the game stops. I aim shots, insane hot lyrics form. Locomotives, I dodge quick, praying to shit. Asking God, like, please don't let this train stop. You got infected ink. That shit stink like you linked with the Tiger King. Your inspiration springs from where animal remains rot. If we the Jacksons, my action exposure show the difference in the talent between us. My pen would be Michael and you ain't fucking with me like Jermaine Knott. Saw a preview of a new show, thought I saw your face. Closer look is RuPaul and some shit called Drag Race. You soft as fuck. Your mental frame is fragile, a disgrace. Feminine traits, scheming like when dames plot. Probably carried mace and scared to spray. You probably menstruate monthly. You and RuPaul damn near the same thought. My pen has got problems that makes your folks ask you questions like where you got that newly acquired strange knot. You was in traffic, tried to fuck with my ink, but I got that lane locked. The pulmonologist this and his brain popped. Unorthodox heat, hot rocks, charcoal drenched in lighter fluid after marinating in propane shots. When I aim, whoever's in frame's not immune, so assume collateral damage. Pulse weak, your beat is unable. First responder got those human jumper cables like clear. Flatline, weak ass ink can't sustain shock. No poetry in your heart, your thoughts tore apart. This will stress every piece you got. So deadly, I'll kill your love life. Heard my diss, you fucked your wife and you came clocks. Gang gang on mine, su whoop homie, what I bang clocks. Menace your whole society and give it to you in the end, like when Kane got. Lucky your heart ain't stopped. No love lost, even when the morgue adds you bag, you toe tag you with your name slot. Meet you in hell, look at the devil, yell, fuck you and your lame hot. Ain't got patience for that brimstone, ain't felt this much heat since I slang rock. Get you in frame shot. Let's say no, my ink burns bad. You had to leave purgatory. Finish the story about my fire. No comparison. Hell's flames ain't hot. The same spot. You never occupy our energy. My writing pad is the grit in me. My work's history is pinnacle skilled, ill versatile in various versions. I victimize verses violently. Murderous verbiage is vividly vetted silently. Verdicts from jury says I violate. Voorhees says in Jason, my pen is thin skinned. Bipolar annihilates. Then demonstrates vulgar mathematics. When it's active, acts murderer tactics. Lyrically, I spaz with all bad intentions meant. Man, you'll throw your writing pad in the trash basket without me even mentioning it. Put your body in a casket, then wear your t-shirt with a hashtag, sporting it like I'm innocent. You finna quit trying to live with me. My blood type be 5150. All right, I'm gonna stop right there, y'all. That piece is a little bit long, so I'm just gonna cut that right there. I see we got. I'm gonna get on to my people. That's waiting online. Again, if you're just joining us, my name is Aziz, and this is a takeover. I'm taking over Pulmonology. Well, we don't give a fuck what you bring. Just bring the heat. And I don't know, tonight y'all doing it with me. So I hope y'all with it. I hope y'all with it. I'm going to go on here to the phone lines and start getting this shit going, y'all. This is what it do. Okay, first on the line in the building. Listen, man, listen. We got one of my favorites on the line. We got Lady KRS-One, a.k.a. Gina Storm, in the building. What it do?
In the building. You look at, hold on, you kicked the dough down. What am I supposed to do?
Crazy
bananas,
that.
Like, bruh, for real? The door's off the hinges. I mean, you're so crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little bit retarded, man.
I ain't even mad. I know what it is. The weed let me know. I already know.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's necessary. You dig?
Right. What's understood doesn't
matter. But enough about me. So listen, check it out. Like I said, I told everybody in the beginning. You know, I know y'all came in here expecting that smooth ass subliminal shit, but this is not what's going down right now. You know what I mean? This is the takeover. This is the actual pulmonologist takeover of pulmonology. You did.
Right.
But we definitely got subliminal's not going too far, whatever.
Every now and then
the corner.
CEO has to flex.
You know, I don't get no fun around here. I'm glad somebody understands. I don't get let out of my cage much. I was telling some people on another show, you know, she kind of does that Hansel and Gretel thing. Remember how the witch put them in the stage, in a cage and shit? And then started filling their fingers because she was blind and shit like that, I think. And she started filling their fingers to see how fat they get. Like, you know, that's how I was. She was doing that shit to me or whatever.
That's so funny. Yeah.
But I'm here, though. I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm here in the building. And all so
right.
I can't wait to see what you bring to the mic. So with that being said,
bruh,
Miss Lady KRS-One, can you
I'm gonna do what I do.
Make this mic drip?
Absolutely. That's my intention. That's why I'm here, sir.
The mic is yours.
All right, so I'm in the Drip the Mic Hotel, ladies and gentlemen, and I am Lady KRS-One here in the hotel. Most of y'all know me as Dina Storm, so I'm going to keystyle this piece because I wrote it like 2 minutes ago. And, here we go. I simply titled it, This Connection. This connection is beyond explanation. On every occasion, I am celebrating the gift that is you, and it's true. You've graded my life in a way that's extraordinary, not ordinary. You're spectacular, not regular. You showed me things previously rebuked by me. I'm talking about like, oh, my God, what is he doing? What is he thinking? And I allowed him to because he's that dude. These are the things that are now embraced by G. Cosign, not necessary because your credit is A1 and then some. I'm not easily impressed by commas. Been friends with millionaires since high school. This ain't new. It's beyond a price point. What you do. You are magical in a way that's not seen by me previously. Ooh-wee. I'm baffled. At a loss for words. I'm a freestyle spoken word artist and that's absurd. I need you to listen to what I'm saying. You heard? Yeah. I always been a sexy nerd. I used to be the queen of the nerds, actually. I would go to Comic-Con and the other nerds would bow down to me. I'm talking about on the floor with submission, raising one hand, looking for my permission. And here I am in a world with you. In my world, I'm the female you. I'm happily accepting the role of baby girl to your daddy. I relinquish my power to give you control because I belong to you. It's an honor not easily walked away from. But the nurturing spirit of me wants to keep the peace, and that's why I even mentioned my release. From the experience, this was best suited for me. You're my everything, and I never knew what I needed until I conceded, and here I am. Enjoying my peace. But understanding it's not up to me and the connection is amazing and I will stay in the happiness and continue to flow. I just needed you to know that I'm willing to go. See, I do this because you make me feel like it can be so. I believe in you and everything that you bring to the table. I cook my own meals every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so I'm able. I consider the table by myself, but I feed me and my mother every single day. And the only reason that I was able to be a baby girl to your daddy is because I know that you will catch the fish, clean and gut it, make sure that it's cooked, and feed it up just to me, and you will serve it on a plate that is amazing, and I will say bon appetit. See, there are languages inside of me, and one of them, and the one that you need to be receptive to, is a love language. And it's not all the languages that I love and I learned along my travels from the people in my life and the thing that makes up who I actually am. No, I'm able to understand and appreciate things not known to me previously. So I'm an apt student, and I am learning and respecting all that you bring. So I appreciate you and the things that you gave to my life, and this connection is worth it. And I will fight with it with every fiber of my being and every breath in my lungs, because I don't have to be another wife. I accept the role of baby girl to my daddy, and I need you to know that I had to inhale and exhale so that I could breathe once again and go slow, because what I had been doing was moving too fast. And I always say to people that I'm not talking fast. You're listening too slow. But sometimes I just need to be quiet, sit in the moment, and accept the fact that to my daddy, I'm still a baby girl, and I have so far to go. I'm learning, and I'm growing, and I'm an apt pupil, so I'm going to sit here and do what I must, because he knows what's best for us. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Wow. Wow. Yo, that was really some heartfelt, deep drip right there. Appreciate that. Peace. Was that a freestyle?
It was a key style. I wrote some of it, and then you know what I do.
Okay. right, exactly. Yeah,
if you have a second round, I will come through for the speed round and do a straight up freestyle for you, because I know I'm Lady KRS-One, and I don't want to disappoint you. And you hardly ever take over the show. So,
right. Yeah. You know what? And I appreciate that.
I like, look, I was like, oh my God, Aziz is hosting his own show. Really? Look at him. I'm glad you got out the closet.
Well,
I'm glad that you unleashed yourself.
Yeah.
The fact that
exactly,
the subliminal was bound and gagged, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she ain't going to stay that way for long, though. She's going to figure out how to chew her.
That's
like,
my
she gonna,
sister.
Like,
I love
tape
her.
Off her mouth.
I'm sure she'll be here.
She's going to jump over her feet. I mean, jump over her hands, and then like start biting through the rope and all that stuff. So I got her chained up, and this, but she got some pretty strong teeth. So
I probably
got about 30 more minutes before she come in and
do what you must.
Kick my shit off
this
the desk.
If this is your empire and that is your queen, occasionally we need to expect this thing to take place. So I'm happy be here in the
That's
drip
the
of my hotel. You don't have to send me with the concierge, and I don't need a room key. I know where everything is. I'm just going to make myself at home.
That's right. I already know you do. You already know you do. Yes. Listen, I really appreciate you coming through, dropping that gem on us. That was definitely a dope piece. I love it when anytime you come through and flow from the heart. So go ahead and get down to the concierge and do what you need to do and kick back and listen to the rest of these dope poets that we got coming through.
Thank you, bro.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm, who I like to refer to as Lady KRS-One, because her freestyle is so wicked. It has the passion of a KRS-One freestyle, which is one of my favorite artists. And so, so let's go. So if we do have a second round, I would definitely implore you to stay around and listen for that, because she do be kicking the shit, like for real. But we're gonna get it going, get to the next caller on the line. And we have a Drip the Mic virgin in the building that goes by the name of Outspoken Love, baby.
L-I-V-E, live. Y'all ready for me to drip this shit up for you?
Oh, live. I'm sorry. Outspoken Live. I'm sorry, Ms. Live. I do apologize about that. But Outspoken Live coming through, kicking, going to come through kicking for the first time. So listen. So we love our first-time callers here at Drip the Mic. We call them Drip the Mic virgins. Just simply because we have a special treat. So we have a special, so to say, orientation for your first time here at Drip the Mic. So, first of all, thank you for coming from the heart, really tired from your evening and coming and joining us. Second of all, I can't wait to hear what you got for us. So I'm going to ask you a question real quick, and let's see how you answer it. One of the things around here is this. for the rest of the show.
What is what?
I said, the thing around here is this. For the rest of the show, you'll be able to chill in the suite right here at the Drifting Mic Hotel, kick back and listen to some lovely poetry, and you can have your suite customized, designated any way you want to. But in order to do that, it is going to cost you. It's going to cost you a dope poem, a dope piece. And so with that being said, I do have a question for you. And Miss Outspoken Live, my question to you is, can you make this mic drip?
I got a queen size bed and it rides like a sled, and after I done rode it, ain't no expectations. So let's keep our business silent and go somewhere private and do some shit that ain't made for public relations. I see that good ass dick through your pants and your drawers, and I know it's harder than a pair of brass knuckles. And if you and when you flex that chest and it looks like a vest, I might have to let you use that damn belt buckle. I want to fuck you wherever we go. We can fuck when we're high. We can fuck when we're low. Shit, you can get it butt naked outside in the snow as long as you control this chemical. My pussy broke and you can fix it, and I'm going to use you like a tool. I took out work for these waterworks. My pussy wetter than a motherfucking pool. Let me tell you something. If you think Eve was a bad motherfucker when she gave Adam that apple that gave Adam his Adam's apple, what the fuck you think I'm trying to do to your motherfucking Adam's apple? I walked through hell in a gasoline negligee if I was going to catch this pussy on fire for him. Wouldn't give a fuck about what nobody else had to say because the dick ain't coming from them. Look me in my eye because this going to be your canvas because I'm going to let you come paint my face. But Jack Sprat, you going to eat this pussy fat and every damn thing else I'm serving up on this motherfucking plate. As we collapse, it ain't no naps. That's what you got a house and a home for. But hit me up the next time you want to fucking this pussy open up for you just like a door. That's that piece.
Excuse me, but just this in. My door is open, and I'm hoping you come on in. My heart is racing, and my blood is pumping, anticipating the moment that you and I would share a circumference because I want to show you something. Nothing is left for discussion. You promised me the power of your femininity, and now I hope you ain't fronting. See, I've been going through your pages lately, and it's crazy how much they amaze me. I mean, damn, baby, it's like they be having this quicksand effect on my erect when they invade me. Or maybe it's just the way your page is open to let me slide my pen in them, allowing my mentality to meddle in your moist melanin, so check in that feminine. We've been expressing similar fantasies, and at this moment, we're living them. Melting you with my mouth because your chocolate is M&M, and this moment means to us the same as you are my synonym. You've been teasing me with this sneaky smile for quite a while, but I got a confident style that breaks your denial. Now I'm deep in denial as your flow is the river in Egypt. It's like I need an arc when your back is arched because your ocean is that sweet shit, that good shit, that pulsate on my wood shit. And when you sit on it and bounce, your grip is like a Fitbit on my dick, so make sure every stroke counts. I want to hear you pronounce every syllable in my name, first, middle, and last. For that ass, this poem of knowledge has got crazy pipe game. Our energy before G chemistry, powering a network of guilty pleasure. The comfort of your texture has me outgrowing what I normally measure. Digging for the treasure as my pistons begin to pump. Oh, your floetry makes me jump, but my flow is tree. Like a trunk. My arrogant black ain't no act. In fact, I was expecting, and the results rated me a P for poetically certified to crack that back. And your beautiful black has been sexing my mental like you want me deep in you. So grab something to hold on to as I bow flex through your temple. Now you can bite my neck and scratch my back. You can change your cadence and rotate your radiance, but I would not detach you from the commitment of this match. Your ink has attacked my hormones, and I think it's a foregone conclusion that we've been jonesing for the commingling of our illusions. My illusion is to govern your fusion, dip my pen in you, and write out my own constitution. Listening to you moan at my intrusion, but you gotta be careful, though. You see, my brush stroking be confusing, but your smooth sailings has got me down for the cruise because your water soothes when I careen through. And as I do, my admiration for the landscapes of your hills and valleys creates the thrill of this finale. Now I'm holding on to keep hope alive, but your glide has got my strokes tallied like 1 through 4. Then a cross mark is 5. Or you can count from backwards from 5 down to 1. Either way you do the math, the rhythmic arithmetic of your pearl tongue summons me to come. Then splash. The smooth sailings of your waters got me inundating you with my oils and glazing my name all over that heart shape as. And that's that drip.
Therefore, play the adult version of Hide and Go Get It tonight. Grab the cuffs you need them to tie me up, and I'll blindfold you. See, we both need a little adventure in this game, too. This is the adult version on the edge of foreplay. Now follow this certified freak, because cuffing me makes my pussy rain. Can you dominate how many times you influence my climax? I can't wait for you to find me in my black lace matching set. Yes, my stilettos are on deck, waiting for you to put them in the air. And once you capture me, you will have complete, total, utter control. I just want to be in your possession. Surrendering to your possession makes my submission sustain under the sexual wrath. What was that you asked? That's right. Any position you like. Missionary, face down, ass up, on my knees, facing you. My loving inhibition submission is addicted under this modest condition. Muffled moans control the feeling, the anticipation consoles, grip my hips, make my backbone dip, shit, rub your dick across my lips while grabbing my hair so me stroke it, suck it, yes, place it in my mouth, make me beg, plead, grovel to please you, I want to listen to you moan as I engulf your throne, pushing you around like mouthwash, as a little of your essence escapes and runs down my chin. That's when this game begins. Oh, yes, pull my and now you want life. This right here is the adult game. And that's
Miss Outspoken Live, you have just been diversionized here on Drip Mike. We thank you for being a good sport and just playing along with it. But even more important, I want to talk about your piece. I didn't catch the name of that piece. What was the name of that piece?
I don't have a name for it. I'm gonna tell you something. Erotica is not something that I usually rock with, and I have very few erotica pieces. I'm more of a drill.
Now, I wouldn't have known
poet.
That. I wouldn't have known that. Wow. I wouldn't have known that because the passion you spit that with, the fun that you had with it, the comfort that you shown in spitting that piece, the delivery was just on point. I love how you delivered that. I love the feeling that you put in that. Now, it was really lyrical. Part where you said, don't worry about the dick I'm getting if you ain't giving it to me, or some shit like that. And it was so dope the way you said that, like the way you put it. And I just really enjoyed that piece. I thought I could tell that you had fun doing that piece as well.
Thank you so much, and thank y'all for having me, giving us this platform. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I hope to have you back. We're on this time, 6 o'clock p.m. Central, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We would definitely love you to have you back. You've been diversionized, so you won't go through that no more. I'm not the usual host. My queen, Subliminal, she is normally the host of this show, but I did a takeover. I had to, like, tie her up and tape her mouth in the corner so I could get in or whatever and finally do a show. So, but next week we will have Subliminal back. I'll let her do this show. And I just hope that we do have you back again because we really enjoy your poetry.
Absolutely. Y'all stay safe and be blessed.
Absolutely, and you do the same. Gonna go on down to the concierge, get your room key, have them customize it for you, and sit back and kick back and listen to the rest of these dope poets. We might do a round two.
All right, you stay blessed. Bye-bye.
God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Outspoken Live. Just came through here and just, man, I love that piece. I love the fun she had with it. If you're going to do erotica, that's the type of feeling that you put into it right there. I loved it. But I feel like, I kind of feel like I got somebody looking over my shoulder or something, or like they crawling under the desk and spying to see how I'm doing. Is Subliminal, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, I knew I felt some heat coming from somewhere. I knew
you
I felt some
what?
Heat on the back of my motherfucking neck coming from some motherfucking where. Damn it. This was supposed to be my show. I have been talking shit to the people all day.
But when don't you talk shit? That's nothing new.
But I'm just saying, like, about how this was my show for the day, and then you pop your ass in out of no damn where. I mean, is that really fair?
Yeah, it is. Always. It's always fair when I pop in.
It's not really fair. But since you're here, since you are here, what's happening?
That's what we're going to do? That's how we doing it now? That's how we doing it.
I was just saying, you know, you are here.
Nothing is happening. I'm sitting back listening to this dope show, to these dope poets come through. Making a way, making a drip. I'm enjoying the show.
It's been a pretty dope show thus far. I mean, are you going to hang around? What's your problem is? What's up?
No. You took it over. So take it over, sir. I'm going to do one of your own.
Oh.
Yeah.
This
I'm
is a
out.
Surprise. I definitely know the people are surprised to hear this shit right here. Well, you know what? What I'm not going to do is not take advantage of this moment. I will be taking advantage of this moment, so I'm not going to let this moment pass. So if I have permission, people, you're going to hear something you probably would never hear on another show and probably have never heard on another show. But, my queen, can you go ahead and step aside and let me finish my show then?
Why, sure.
Get your ass on out the way. I love you, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the First Lady of Drip the Mic and the host of Pulmonology, the host of the conference room, coming through here, just having to put her staple on the show, call herself checking in on me. But we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Because, man, listen, y'all thought this show was going down before. It's going to go down right now because one of my personal favorites, another one of my personal favorites, I might as well say, we have coming up is none other than Miss IG, the poet. Hey, Miss IG, how are you tonight?
Good evening, King. How you doing on tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm getting the chance to do something that I don't get to do too often. And I'm just kicking back, having fun. Thank you so much for asking. So much for asking.
Yeah, shout out to the queen.
Absolutely.
In the background, I got to definitely give my shout out to her. And the show is most definitely dope. I'm digging the poetry. I'm not going to hold it up. I know you probably got other callers, and I'm going to spit this piece.
All right, but you know how we do it here. You know I got to question you first.
Yes, I forgot.
You know I got to harass you. You know, you almost get harassed.
Yeah.
And with that being said, Ms. IG, the poet, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. This ain't Zoom, but they zooming, glowing and blooming. One step, kaboom, and black suits, they fill the room. perfume fumes. Bass and smoke fill the black lit room. The drop is banging and my ears, they is ringing. And my outfit is singing. All types of riffs, shit, spliffs, Shelly Thunder. And I'm Gunja, never a blunder. And that you don't ever have to wonder. And I ain't stunting, but I'm a stunner. Bringing it all the way in, gold and diamonds, looking super sexy, resting on this melanin. Placing a blunt on the side of these gold and diamond fronts, and you looking, and yeah, you looking. I ain't the Rock, but I'm cooking, and I'm dope as Biggie Brooklyn. Lust in your cranium is slowly pressure cooking, and I can see that you're losing your footing, and you're hard, but your heart... Your heart is soft as pudding, so what you want? Nonchalant in your nasty ass, looking all up at my hot buttery croissants, lips licking and he's kicking. Man, listen, shot to shot, stay cocked in this spot. Call dropped? Nah, you've been blocked. You better believe it. Low in my 10-gallon gold lion head medallion, in between vanilla scented cleavage, front to the back tats and drinks mix well with ink, just in case you get indigestion. Well, I'm dressed in all pink, and yes y'all, and I don't care, and different Pepto-Bismol hands placed on my baby making hips, and I'm giving you a wink, and I've come to get everything including the kitchen sink, cause sink or swim, lose or win, out or in, 0 to 10, mice or men, unique or fit in, soft or thick skin, blow on the chin, paper to the pen, kiss and tell. AOL, you got mail, giving me goosebumps every time. Gold mine, I like it with a little bop in it, and you with it, so let's get it. Peppermint sticks and red lipstick, fishnets catch. Nah, you caught off guard, claiming your territory, and come and stomp your yard. Passive? Aggressive, my alter ego, and she ain't no whore, the stallion and queen bee, but she's a savage, and she's classy, she's bougie, she's ratchet, sassy, moody, and nasty. What's happening? Rocking, and then you tapping, Aji the poet, but you sound like you rapping. You know what else I like? I like riding motorcycles with Bobby socks, sucking on a watermelon lollipop, and keep rising to the top. And baby, I'ma give you all I got. You excited like pop rocks, and this straight run nonstop. Blow on the dice. Yeah, that's nice. And let's do this 4, 5, and 6. CeeLo, Bone Thugs in Harmony. It's the first of the month. Strong and robust. Come on, baby, and get with these gold fronts, these blunts, and gold fronts. IG, that's that piece.
Oh, yo. And that's why right there. That's why blunts and gold fronts. Like I love that delivery. I love that delivery. That's why you are one of my favorites and becoming one of my favorites quickly. Because you always come and you bring that rhythm. You bring that jazz to it. And my wife and I, we both agreed. You know, we talked about that. Like, man, when IG come through, you know, she's gonna bring that rhythm and blues poetry through. So I really, really do just want to compliment you on your ink, and I appreciate that. I do appreciate you coming through here and spitting that.
Thank you, King, so much. I'm gonna sit back and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Yeah. One love, one mic. Go head on down to that concierge, get your room key, and get checked in. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the incredible poet. It goes by the name of IG. Okay, so what we're going to do right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be back. Get this show on finish. You feel me? This is Aziz, the pulmonologist, with the takeover on pulmonology in the building. 10, 9.
Traffic in them, yeah, I mean, space boots with the spike. Go to AZ on the flight, mail 100 overnight.
Hey,
We are back. We are back. Just like that. Just like that. Thank you for hanging around, kicking it with us here at Drip the Mic Hotel, where we get it going down. We get it going down. So we're going to go ahead and start us a quick little speed round before we close the show. And I guess I'll start it off. Now, I do want to send a shout-out to the wifey to see if she wants to get in on the speed round before we close the show. Can you come in for a minute, Mrs. Robinson? Oh, hold on, wait a minute, I got papers. Mrs. Robinson, get your ass in here. I got papers that say I can do this. It says on line 13B, section 12, it says specifically that I can do that in the contract. But we're getting ready to do a speed round real quick.
I don't remember seeing that on no contract note.
Oh, okay. I'll
on the line 17, 16B, 35B, whatever B you want it to be.
I saw it there, trust me.
No, sir,
you trust
me,
right?
I'm sitting back. I trust you, but I'm sitting back tonight. I'm not doing anything.
All right.
Enjoy the show.
Okay. I can dig it. I can dig it. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get this speed round on out the way. And that's what we do here. Arch that motherfucking back. The impact of the content from my ganja sack enhances my urge to position this long and slightly curved blackjack in a way that allows you to extract my patience. Impatiently, I waited for the effects of your sipping sensation to form a connection with this green and purple smoke-filled form of libation. Tasting your inebriation with locked lips on your clit, sucking as if I'm puffing from the tip of a spliff, in tune to accomplish being gifted with your running mist. Hashtag goals. See, I puff alone, indulging in a syndrome of low slanted eyes caused by the songs when I'm mentally serenaded by the strong. Then my lust becomes a concentrated form, and your body is what really turns me on. Graciously, your appreciation is dilated by my penetration, and the sensation gets me higher than any cush. Your juices surrounds my extension, anticipating me every time I push inside of you. All through your temple, and I crowd and coax. Manhood is always at attention, first off the bench and screaming, put me in, coach. I get high from smoke, but your phenomenon is what causes me to float. The common quote is the puff, puff, then pass, but I'm greedy about your thick ass. So the only passing I'm doing tonight is giving you this fully erect but yet intoxicated thrash thing. And the lasting effects puts us to rest more comatose than a reckless hangover. We connected in the dimension of sex under the influence, relinquishing all control of our basic motor skills and allowing our intoxication to take over. And that's that drip. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it. Let's get it. Now, y'all don't have to put a rush on it. It don't have to be a speedy round. We only have a few people in. So let's get it going. We got Miss KRS-One back in the building.
Yes, indeed. I'm on the speed round. So I'm going to freestyle because Aziz, the pulmonologist, expects this from me. So it would be remiss if I did anything other than that. I did a key style
exactly.
In the first round. I'm going to do a freestyle in this round because I couldn't be Lady KRS-One if I couldn't come off the dome. So I'm simply going to title this piece Captain Hook. I call him Captain Hook. When I first saw his member, I was shook. I was thinking, oh, my God, let me take another look. So I looked at the pic another time and said to myself, let me see how I'm set up. Will this work for me? Will he fit? Will my whole situation be different? Indeed. So we met face to face, and I will be honest with you. It's the first time in my life when I can actually say there was a disgrace. I felt like I didn't live up to all the things that I was meant to do. See, I am the me in my life that he is the he in his. So say this, and I didn't realize it was actually a thing until I met this man, and it was amazing. See, everybody has a male or female opposite, and they say that opposite attracts, and that's how you decide who you're going to be with. So I was saying to myself, what is this going to do? I saw that hook, and I knew immediately that maybe reverse cowgirl would be the best position for me. And I wasn't mad at him, really. I just said to myself, oh, my God, it's been so long since I've had anything like this in my life, really. This was brand new, and I encouraged it, too, because I accept the challenge. I ain't never scared in my bone crusher voice. I have to just say it with my chest like I'm Kevin Hart. I'm out here living the part. I can't just kind of sort of do it, but not really. I got to be all in, roll up my sleeves and my pant legs too. You feel me? I had to get deep. I had to act like I wanted to. I had to act like I could do this. I took a deep breath and I assured you the first thing that I thought was, oh my God, I'm going to die. But did I die? No, I didn't. And this is why. Because I was built to ride. I was holding on like I had both hands on the strap and I had my feet in the stirrups and I was giving it back. I was throwing it just like it was given to me and I had to do the volleyball back and forth. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I was Venus and Serena and he had the ball and the paddle doing the same thing that he ought to, but I was not going to let him diddy dally. No, he had to bring it. I'm talking about put in the work, sweat, and let it drip down on my face and go berserk. I looked up at him and I said to myself, ooh, this is why all the good liquors are on the top shelf. Yeah, Captain Hook. It almost had me shook. But then I went back to my regular size and everything inside of me said that this would not be my demise. Because did I die? No, I didn't. I just took another deep breath and I went for another round. I did not tap out because I put on my rainbow wig, my red nose, my big sparkly shoes, and I had the clown. I wanted to show him that I had what he needed in his life. And it's not just because he was looking for a replacement for the woman who was his wife. Mm-mm. See, I needed to be somebody else. I needed to be outside of myself. I have an inner demon that lives inside of me. She's not just a diva like all the other people that people see when they see me. Mm-mm. I'm in touch with her. She lives under my bed. There's a boogie monster in my closet, and he needs to be scared. See, I was built for this, and I will not be afraid. So come on, Captain Hook, do your best. I can hang with the best. I'm not giving up. No, there's no distress. I'm not going to tap out, no, will I wave any red flag. No white one, no, will I surrender. I might be sore. I may be walking funny, and I might be tender. But I'm going to still do what I got to do. I'm going to take another deep breath, and then I'm going to show you that I was built for this. Let's go. Tap me back in, Daddy. Your baby girl got you. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. N.T.
Yo, listen. As brilliant as that piece was, it was just as funny. I know. Listen, it was so many gems in that. And then with... the volleyball reference, the Venus Serena.
Look, I couldn't even look at myself while I spit it. Usually I look in the mirror and I'd be like, I'd be bouncing the words off of me, my reflection.
Wow.
And I looked at myself and she said, girl, bye.
Yo, that was
you already know
what
I
mean.
I owed you that.
Right.
I owed you a freestyle.
Yeah.
I owed you that.
Right, yeah, you did. I appreciate it. Yo,
Lady KRS wants to root you. This is the speed round and the takeover. So what was I supposed to
absolutely
do?
Absolutely. Right, exactly. Yo, no, I definitely
did
all of that. That was so dope. That was definitely dope. So I'm going to get you on back over to your room. I know you was in there chilling. I'm going
to
get you back here.
I can't wait to hear the rest.
Because here's the thing. When you said Dr. Hook, I was like, nah. Because this is Gina Storm.
It was
Storm.
What you thought.
But then,
it was what you thought. Look, that part. Yep.
Yeah, but no, that was definitely dope. I definitely appreciate you for bringing that by, dropping that gem on us, and I definitely appreciate your freestyle. Let me get you back on over to your room.
Thank you, Isaiah.
You kicked
one love, one mic.
Absolutely.
I love the
love
I love mic. Speed rounds.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That was a fun piece. That was a fun piece. Now we're gonna go back over here and see if Miss Ajita, the poet, has another one in her that she wants to bless us with tonight. Miss Ajita, the poet, you are on the speed round. Did you want to bless us with another piece tonight? Ajita, are you there? Can you hear me? Is your phone on mute? Her phone might be on mute, or either she might be away from her phone. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, we back. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Unfortunately, as much fun as I am having, it looks like we don't have any more artists that want to spit. So we're gonna go ahead and we're going to get the show on over with. I want to thank everyone that came through here with those dope pieces and dropped it on us tonight. We always appreciate when you take out your evening and come kick it with us here on Drift the Mic. Again, this was the takeover from the Poem of Knowledge. A lot of people don't know this, but I actually, like, I'm the CEO of this. Subliminal just takes, like, kind of bully me out of everything, so every now and then I get a chance to do a little takeover and do my thing. So this was one of those times. So, man, we're going to do it like this. We're going to go on here, bounce up out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming through. This has been Grip the Mic, Pomonology.
After that, you gotta go. Swing my way.
Let me say what's up.